on the effects of the recent hurricane and the devastating U.S. policy toward the poverty-stricken nation, and an interview with Walter Riley of the Haiti Emergency Relief Fund. At 11 today on Between the Covers, host Jim Schumach interviews writer Brian Kastner about his latest book, All the Ways We Kill and Die. And at 11:30, Words and Pictures previews Underground USA, the symposium paying tribute to the great underground artists of the Pacific Northwest, with guest Patrick Rosencrantz, author of The Artist Himself, illustrator and cartoonist David Chelsea, and Norman Solomon, who worked with David Chelsea on The Portland Scribe. That's all coming up, but first it's Air Cascadia with Chris Andre right after this. Take away the pain, the shame, and insecurity. I found the key, so tonight I'm free for my own.
That was sung by a prisoner during a performance in the Oregon State Penitentiary about solitary confinement. This prison performance inspired Within These Walls, a Portland community event. Here Within These Walls on Prison Pipeline, October 17th at 6:30 p.m.
I know why the caged bird sings. This cage is my stage. When I am on, I'm free.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 13th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air and KBOO.fm on the web. We've had a little hard weather out there today, and just to give you a bit of an update in case you're hunkering down there at home, rain heavy at times throughout the day, highs around 61, and southeast wind 7 to 10 miles an hour. I don't know about where you live, where I live, it is gusting up to 22 miles per hour, and rain tonight. Again, showers taper off and could be heavy at times. We've got a low hovering around 56 and a south wind 15 miles per hour. Again, gusting up to 23 higher further east you go. And it looks like pretty much the same thing for Saturday. It looks like we're going to have the same pattern of heavy rain at times. And that it looks for now like continuing throughout the weekend. So if you've got any projects that require to be indoors, this would be the right weekend. We are today going to try to reach Dan Handelman. He's Portland Cop Watch, who very likely we would not have a stalwart, no retreat, no surrender, take no prisoners, band of people down at City Hall, standing firm in the name of Black Lives Matter. This is the whitest city in America. And the fact that we've already been dragged up on the mat for racist policy, for gentrification, which has that has blown families and communities apart, scattering members throughout the greater Bolton metropolitan area, destroying connections that were generations in the making. That's what we're looking at. And if there's tension in the community, well, yes, that certainly should be understandable. And maybe not to suburbia, but certainly should be understandable to anybody with their eyes open out on the streets in Portland, because it's right in your face all the time. If you are not, in fact, if you're not yourself African American, you have opportunities galore to witness racism alive and well in the greater Portland area. Think about it. Of all people, of various minority classes across America, we feel say that immigrants built America. No, they didn't. Slaves built America. That's who built America. Slaves built America, and their descendants have in no way been compensated. Talk of reparations simply serves to get white hackles up and defensive positions assumed. No. Slaves built this country, and now they're locked out of it. They're locked out of it. Black Americans, African American people are locked out of all wealth, all there is here for people to participate in and to share. How often do you hear the word share? We don't. Sharing is not part of the American way. Down at City Hall over the last few days, we've seen something incredible happen. People who refused to be dusted off, pushed away, and ignored. They are not taking it any longer. The police contract is going to follow the next mayor into office. It is a product of Charlie Hale's fevered imagination. How he got elected to mayor in the first place, who knows? I think it was probably a search for daddy on the part of 20-somethings, because they didn't want to see their own faces reflected in the other candidate. That's a possibility. Just saying, as you know, if I'm sharing my opinions, I'll let you know. That's one of mine. But what is not my opinion, what is evident for everyone to see, is what has happened at City Hall. The only thing we haven't seen is what's happened behind closed doors. That's what we haven't seen. Now we're hoping to get Dan Handelman on the line. He's with Portland Cop Watch. Portland Cop Watch, of course, has been central in setting all of this in motion. And Don't Shoot Portland and Black Lives Matter have taken up the cause, and they are not going away. They will not be placated. We're waiting to hear from Dan. Hope we'll have a little bit of time to reach us. I have one quote for you before we dive headlong into today's news. The quote, of course, is, "To live outside the law, you must be honest. To live outside the law, you must be honest." Bob Dylan. Something to think about. There's more here. The city attorney did not address the concerns of the protesters about irregularities of last week's meeting prior to the second reading of the PPA contract, since the same city attorney's office is the one finding ways to around Oregon public meetings laws and to exclude the community from council meetings. Council should have known, based on the previous objections, if they were going to take the other day's the items from just the other day out of numerical order. The city code requires an affirmative majority vote. And once again, the mayor just announced his intention to move the agenda around, stating if there are no objections. This is clearly not the procedure called for by code, and those down at City Hall report they again asserted that council is in violation of its own rules. Yes, that's right. Council is in violation of its own rules. Do I hear an echo here from downstate? Do I hear an echo of what happens in Jordan, around the Jordan Cove liquefied natural gas terminal where laws are not only skirted, laws are changed at the command of corporations who want to put a terminal in there. If there is a law preventing them, and my God, there's very few of those laws preventing ridiculously greedy, dangerous projects to be undertaken in our name on our land. There's plenty of that. There are those laws, but in existence, and though very, very few in number, nonetheless, they have gotten the way of corporations that want to build a terminal down there, so they change the law or get rid of it or simply ignore it. And we have it right back here. Anyone who wants to run through some spurious piece of legislation or an action which is bad for the people of Oregon, is laws mean absolutely nothing. So, at City Hall, once again, the mayor announced his intention to move the agenda around, stating, this is the code if there are no objections. It's clearly not the procedure called for by the code, and the protesters down there assert that council is in violation of its own rules. I asked this last week and the week before the vote on the I just love this. We all have come to know and love the term the bridge crane and the PPA contract. Protests are calling, and we should all be calling for that contract to be vacated, sent back to council for the proper public notification and procedural votes. Is it too much to ask? Is it, Charlie? Proper public notification and procedural votes? Come on. While waiting for an answer, I called the mayor's office. I get absolutely nowhere with that. Dan Hamilton, also Portland Court Watch, call us if we are able to get through to you. They placed the Portland Police Association contract was on for yesterday's agenda, and that's where we leave it for today. We are going to try also to get in touch with LaDonna Allard. She is a Sioux member, an enrolled member of the Sioux Nation, and the landowner in the spot and the cannonball where this Dakota Access Pipeline is being rammed through. They're putting this pipeline through against laws right now, against this protest that we hear voices loud and clear out of Cannonball, out of Standing Rock, out of Red Warrior Camp. We hear those voices loud and clear across the country. We hear them because those voices are not specific to Cannonball. Nope, they come from all across the country, indeed all across North America. These are tribes gathered in a very, very cold, windy place, and their voices are being heard over the roar of the wind and the grinding of the machinery running a pipeline through sacred land, through land and through the bones of ancestors, through villages, through sacred places that have existed where people have lived. The Sioux Nation ancestors have lived for 10,000 years. And the pipeline is going through. For what? For what? For a fossil fuel that we are killing ourselves with, and which has absolutely plays no role whatsoever in any kind of tenable future for people, not just Americans, but everyone on the planet. What are we doing to this planet? What is America doing to this planet? What are we doing to the future of the planet, if any? And what have we done to the past? What have we done to the past? That's the story. Past is our story. The Sufi philosopher Idris Shah says that in order to live, to breathe, one must continue to tell oneself one's own story. That doesn't mean you do it on a stage with a microphone. That means that you tell yourself your own story as you fall asleep at night. That's what launches you on your own boat of dreams, is your story. And what have we done to that as a people? Moving right along, in October of 2015, company Geofedia is the developer Geopedia, that's the name of it, developer of a social media monitoring software. This company, Geopedia, all but bragged in emails to police departments that it could help them spy on Black Lives Matter organizers and protesters with its access to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter users' data. That changed recently, just the other week, Tuesday, after the American Civil Liberties Union of California published the findings of their investigation showing Geopedia had marketed social media surveillance products to dozens of law enforcement agencies. This is an apparent violation of a data access agreement that it had with those very social network services. So anyone who thinks that social networking is a great way to organize it, wow, we're building communities, it's wonderful. Facebook, eh? No, it isn't wonderful. The only thing that builds communities are people talking face to face, unless you'd like to have Geopedia there working as a middleman and pipelining all your information, private information, straight into the arms of the police department. And we know what that's like in Portland, don't we? Pretty white, isn't it? This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, October 30, 2016. Engineering for today, Rock Bergeron. Thanks, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Audrey. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Flashpoints, Haitians dying in large numbers as a result of the recent hurricane and the devastating U.S. policy toward the poverty-stricken nation. That also includes major places like the Red Cross not doing their job. We'll feature frontline